very good idea.
I sent copies, blank copies to you.
Good. Over here also.
Sir, it's been worked on here. Over here. This way is my. I just noticed it some days ago. Couple days ago? Yeah, I just noticed it, you know, this has been just worked over the night. That's not a. No, it's not, is there one there?
Yeah, several years. That's the op.
Somebody that's just coming here and just. I think somebody here will be watching the security a little. Somebody's been in here with a knife with that damn gas. Here, over here, you see, I first looked at it, my God, I must have done that with my shoes.
Your shoes couldn't do that.
Well, that, I put up my own stuff like this, which they are, they're, these are leather, they have no cuts ever.
Unless you had a nail sticking out of it.
I never had.
I never had.
But it's cut over here. Also, I don't put my feet up, I look at it here though. You wouldn't get it up. It's cut, it's all gouged in here.
Yeah.
Well, these are cuts too. See, this gas is totally finished. I've never noticed these cuts before, these are cuts, because they don't want to be like that. This is somebody just cut. Anyway, what else is new?
Well, we're working, Mr. President, on getting the wedding rerun.
Oh yeah, let's see. Let me ask her, I think they ought to do it, as a matter of fact, for their own, they want us for the year, right? It's a hell of a good show.
I talked to Gulf, who sponsored the MDC, which I could talk to you securely because their man here is totally loyal to us. He thought it was a great idea to try to put it together.
You might just say that a hell of a lot of people are interested. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. And they were very pleased. He said that they're
helpful with advice and parents. It's
perfectly justifiable.
Yeah, they rerun in the summers. Incredibly bad things, you know. Through the summer months coming. It'll be a great summer rerun.
Yeah, they have a summer rerun.
We urge that they push it the next week while it's still.
Yeah, that's what it ought to be done.
And I will hear back, I hope, before the end of the day.
Good.
Push to get it out.
I noticed your suggestion about your young man. Why the hell don't you just bring him in?
All right.
I wonder if you should have been. Thank you.
He would, he'd love it.
That'd be better than a phone call. I think so. I think it looks a little. Just bring him in, I'll spend 10 minutes with him.
He went back to San Antonio yesterday. And,
pretty discouraged, huh?
He's just a very idealistic kid.
Well, the Catholic show, he should know it was a hell of a plus for him by going on. But the audience believe in that sort of stuff?
Well, the audience cheered the other veterans who were around, who were out of war.
Yeah.
Cabot interrupted him consistently, and every time he tried to make a point, Cabot would stop him. He's a...
What the hell is Cabot?
Oh, Christ, he's... God, he's...
He's terrible?
He's impossible. He loads every program. Automatically, he'll...
Nothing you can do about it, sir.
We've complained bitterly about the Kevin show.
I noticed I put a note on, I guess, about them here again. Well, forget it.
But,
nothing you can do.
He would not disclose who was going to be on. It was originally to be a Kerry O'Neill debate. And that's
so you put up there song. Well, is there any way we could screw it? That's what I mean. There must be ways.
We've been trying to. ABC takes... He's in a peculiar position. The news department doesn't consider it a news show. It's an entertainment.
Oh, it's an NBC show.
ABC.
Cabot's ABC?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
And they...
Well, good. Let it go. What else is... what about your... I think you ought to develop a... Figure out what the line is. But we want to... We're going to play a very hard line on the New York Times. This is a reckless thing about national security. Of course, it's the old business about suppose it had been a war, World War II, and we'd done it. Suppose it had been Hell in Korea. But Jesus Christ, I mean, you don't, this is a reckless breach of security. You can't allow it. That's all there is to it. We're going to fight it even though it escalates the problem. We're going to escalate the coverage. So we're all right. The main thing is that they've got to emphasize our people. This is a family quarrel of the previous administration.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And nothing to do with us. Nothing after 1968, and we're not going to get into it. We're not going to comment. On the other hand, the principle of disclosure of classified information is not a family quarrel. That involves the nation. We've got to fight against it. I'm going to fix it goddamn times.
You couldn't hit him hard enough as far as I'm concerned. I think it
happened.
I think that escalating it is not too bad in the sense that
it's going to be extraordinary.
Well, another sense that it permits you to accentuate the point that it is a family quarrel. It had nothing to do with us. We're not involved.
Provided we got it
caught up in a matter of national security.
Yeah. Well, Mott was saying, you know, that McCloskey and these other people are all saying, well, this is what this administration is doing. Let's put it another way, Bob. Why don't we just say Johnson lied us into war and Nixon's lying us out?
No, really?
No. Put it right out.
No.
Right? No, I think you've got to really, you've got to be careful not to take Johnson off. But basically, I feel for him. I swear I didn't go with him. Incidentally, when I happened to go with him, I didn't go out and tell the press. You're in the White House by the time he faced the White House press corps. You see, Goldwater is in a beautiful position. He benefits from this. It shows that he was a big hero. Johnson, by God, was lying.
He's already been on television.
I know, but he can go on again. And he can say, I'm shocked at this, and I'm here to say that I take no comfort in having, as the line should be used, in having the security of my country so imperiled by this reckless disclosure of classified information. And also, it's only part of it, and a viewpoint of a few left-wing bastards. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Nothing's ever going to be disclosed throughout here anymore. Nothing's ever going to go to the State Department or the Defense Department out of this office. Never. I don't trust them. Hell, if they let files out like that,
well, they actually went to work and put those files together.
I know, but Bob just let the goddamn files be taken out.
And they gave you a bunch of assignments.
I don't believe there's anything to lose in fighting the New York Times. The constituency of the New York Times is never going to be with us.
You know, their constituency is not also with all the press related to them. Nevertheless, we're going to fight it right down to the core.
Yeah, but you're not fighting them now on the question of freedom of the press. You're fighting them on the question violating top secret.
Well, it's got to be done. I don't know what can be done, but I think that I'd like to see some congressmen call for an investigation. That's the place to do it. Get it down there in Congress. Get them under oath. I mean, there are three bastards that could have done this. Gellhorn or Halpern. Call them all in. Put them under oath. Make the sons of bitches say, did you or didn't you do it?
Newsweek magazine. The Washington editor told Scalic this morning that they are 80% certain they know who leaked the documents and how. And that if they can establish one more thing, they will print it next week if they can.
They'd like to do it in the Times. See, they're all competitive, Bob.
Sure. Well, they're...
Is there any other dirty games you're up to that I should know about?
Oh, well.
Clean games.
We've been doing quite a bit in the mailing front. The president has kept Bob advised. I think he probably...
Hugh Scott told me that he'd taken on Teddy again.
Yes, he did.
The commanding about Teddy would have taken on Myers. About the fact that I was hiding behind my religion or something.
Quite true.
Hugh Scott reminded me. The way Teddy is, use that Catholic business. Jesus Christ. What the hell is he up to? Why is he such a saint?
Building his credibility as a presidential candidate.
Huh?
Build his credibility as a presidential candidate
by stacking you on, sir.
Rumsfeld is
ignoring all the Democratic contenders and pulling himself out of the field by taking on Nixon.
Rumsfeld may take him on, may have a chance to take him on today. Kennedy is speaking at the JC's annual convention in Oregon. Rumsfeld follows him. And we've mailed out Kennedy's statement and Humphrey's answer to all the dailies all across the country about Bill sent out this weekend. I think it'll encourage some editorials, because if you read the actual colloquy on the floor, it's just
horrible. About the JCs, though, how will Rumsfeld want to take him on? He doesn't understand the war issue.
Well, take him on in the statement of prolonging the war deliberately for political gain. That's it.
Well,
I don't know what will happen at the JCs, but they have a little protest of sorts organized when Kennedy speaks because of this statement. Which hopefully will enable us to escalate things a bit. I think he's going to regret that statement. I think that's a political excess that can bounce back.
I haven't seen the editorials yet.
No.
But they'll come.
There isn't time for the editorials, really.
Yeah.
Because the ones that you'll get would be from the small, from around the country. You won't get an editorial.
He is certainly banging around. Typical Kennedy style.
He's locked up the Massachusetts delegate.
Yeah, I understood that.
It was a very clever move.
What's Muskie doing?
Losing his staff and broke.
Nothing new on that. What about Hubert? Hubert's talking tough, too.
He really was tough on Sunday. He hit you very hard and backed away from his criticism, tried to back away from his criticism of Kennedy. They didn't let him.
Oh, is that right?
Well, he
he's still playing it smart. He's sort of sticking with you on foreign policy a little bit.
A little.
And knocking the bejesus out of you on the economy.
Sure.
Of course.
And it's a good line.
Whatever boom that Humphrey had going is probably shot out of the saddle by this New York Times. Oh my God, he's up on the hill today saying that he didn't know anything about it, had never seen the documents, knew nothing about it.
He's always been saying
that. Well, I know, but...
Is that right?
But
his vice president, he didn't know?
He can't disown that.
Huh?
He can't, shake that off. If that...
You don't think so?
No, sir. I mean, he could try, he could say it, but I don't think he's credible.
He can shake it off. The problem, I guess, is in the process of doing it, he totally alienates the Johnson, what there is of the Johnson wing of the party. Which is a part of his strength in the party.
The guy I'm becoming increasingly worried about is Scoop Jackson. I don't know whether you saw that Evans and Novak piece yesterday, but it was right on, except that they left out the biggest power block he's got, which is organized labor. If you add that to what they... You shake your head.
What all did they get?
They were saying he could easily pick up border states like Tennessee and Florida and primaries, build some momentum and get some national recognition and go into the convention with a solid block of old line Democratic support.
He has this problem. Jackson invites what Kennedy would not. There has to be a fourth party with Jackson.
Okay.
There would not be necessarily. Kennedy, that's where Kennedy would be dangerous. Kennedy would preempt the left and the center. You see, he did, how the hell are we going to get to the left? Kennedy, see, that's what Kennedy did, blocking out the third party. Hubert
wobbled enough that he could probably stop.
See, and Muskie might, but Jackson will bring a fourth party and a real one, because they, Jackson, if anything, on many of the Soviet relations, is going to be in a harder line of position than I am. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that he's more credible as a candidate. I mean, the rest of us, he'd make a better president. So that's where his strength is.
You think he'd drain off some of our natural strength.
Well,
that's right. On the other hand,
but he'd lose his own base.
It's not a Democrat question, no. I wouldn't be left. I'd let it go. It's just, let me say, the more the merrier. I think the best thing is to have him have one hell of a fight.
Because I'm pulling like hell for Teddy Kennedy. I just think Chappaquiddick is insurmountable.
You do?
I had it rerun, Mr. President, on television yesterday, the statement he made after the... Remember when he came on and spoke to the nation?
I heard about it.
And he used a line in there which I've forgotten about, but a political friend of mine reminded me of, that in my anguish and in the crisis, many emotions... I was overcome by emotions. Grief, doubt, panic. And he used the word panic, which is politically devastating. If that If that tape were rerun in any context in a political campaign, it would just murder.
Well, it will have a hell of an effect, there's no question about it, but quite a battle. It's quite obvious this fellow is a desperate guy who lied to do anything. But you have to play out, it'll be the most vicious campaign in history.
It'll be a very tough campaign.
You have to play it very tough against him.
I say the opposite any chance I get. I'm convinced that Chappaquiddick would beat him.
Well, everybody should worry about all of them.
Yeah.
Buchanan had Muskie nominated in January, and now who's he nominating?
Candidate.
Teddy, does he think he's the candidate now?
Yeah.
That's what I think. I, however, think that Hubert is the one that they come around to. Except Hubert has a problem on hand. My God, he looks so bad. Hubert is, you know, it's something that's happened since the campaign came across. But what do you think? He just looks so goddamn,
he sounds bad.
But I know,
he looks bad. The picture,
his dyed hair and all. Well, I tell you what, that's what I meant. The physical appearance. There's a certain vibrance to this. You don't have to be handsome. Hubert had some in the campaign, but now the hair is dyed, his face is sallow, his weight problem is apparently going up and down, and therefore he hangs more than he used to. And I think he just has a hell of a time, and he just looks like a goddamn freak. You know? What do you think?
Well, he's got the propensity for overplaying everything. He overdoes.
He's a great exaggerator.
God, he's incredible. He at the Gridiron Club, I'll never forget, he remained standing after all the applause stopped and kept on waiting. Just a pitiful sight of a guy.
Ritter?
The Gridiron Club, when he
was
he stood up, and when the applause had died down and stopped, he was still standing there waiting. The lights went off and he was still waiting.
Yeah.
God, it's just...
Well, I just play all the games down, but I think we're on the right track, don't you think?
Yes, sir. I do. Few little political things I hope we do.
Oh yes, but I think the summer is a damn good time to just we have to move along in a cool manner.
I think after this
people can get terribly tired of the politics and sure you play too much and tired of political bases and all this whacking around.
The other side has started much too early for their own sake.
They are earlier.
Yeah, you can't avoid it because Muskie launched in last November. Everybody had to start shooting at him, but if they let him go, they would never been able to catch him.
Would you mind deliver me to that hex? There's a weapon to use.
Yeah.
It looks like that when they were running some things over. Really good. He's a deep catch.
Yeah, these are cuts. These in here are just straight cuts.